whatever the financial calculation was, it's a drop in the bucket to what the university is facing right now as far as the loss of its reputation, and it simply has to be reversed. I'm not interested in pleasantries. I'm not interested in pseudo-explanations. I'm interested in one thing, getting these two programs reinstated. And to his credit, Governor O'Malley put his hand up at the meeting after this issue was brought up, and he was just as outraged as anyone who read the description in the Baltimore Sun. And he was the one who said, let's hold off on this project in Harford County. Let me just say to the people of Harford County, there is no politics being played here. We're simply demanding that there be answers communicated to the students and to their parents, and we're going to hold everyone's feet to the fire until we get those. The project in Harford County is a great project. It will help Towson. It will help Harford County. It will improve the reputation of Towson in the state of Maryland. But this action, if it's left to stand, unless she puts these teams back in, just like they were, with the scholarships that they had, every day that that is not done, there is tremendous harm being done to Towson University.
Look, you and I both know, as legislators, as process people, that the how something is done usually describes you the motivation that got it going in the first place. And for the president of the university, Dr. Lusky, to claim this a Title IX issue, if it was a Title IX issue, as she's describing, I want you to listen to her talking about it, then you could have handled this to me a lot differently. Here she was talking about it, Comptroller.
We do have a Title IX problem. There is a federal law that states clearly that you must be supporting your female athletes by the same percentage that you have females enrolled at the university. We now have 62% females at the university, and the university has only been supporting them at a 52% level.
Comptroller.
That's just a lot of nonsense. Personally, in my view, this has nothing to do with Title IX. It has everything to do with dumping non-revenue sports and putting all their scholarships into these, quote, revenue sports. Since when did student-athletes and colleges like Towson have to become semi-professional sports factories? I mean, whatever happened to the values of loyalty and respect and amateurism and parents liking wanting to go and see their kids? I'll bet the parents of these student athletes are more upset than even the athletes.
And as much as it affects the young people, and that was my first comment, though, Comptroller Peter Francho, I appreciate you joining the show, is also you have two coaches who have given over 30 years each to this university being handed pink slips in an envelope and not being allowed to communicate on that day with their young people when the president was there. I mean, how do you treat people that have given that type of commitment to you like that?
No, and it's I know there's always a lot of hullabaloo about the governor and I sometimes disagreeing on issues. I applaud him for being outraged just like I am. And if you want to make some news today, here's some news. April 3rd, there is a meeting of the Board of Public Works. It is open to the public. It's down in the State House, 10 a.m., Wednesday, April 3rd. Anybody that's concerned about the soccer program and the baseball program at Towson University, be my guest. Come on down and express yourself. The president of Towson will be there. And love to hear your slant on things, because this decision must be reversed.
Comptroller Peter Francho, as always, great to have you on board. And I will be speaking with you soon, sir. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.